I walked through a county courthouse square, and on a park bench an old man was sitting there. I said, "Your old courthouse is kind of run down." He said, "No, sir, it'll do for our little town." I said, "Your old flagpole's lean a little bit, and that sure is a ragged old flag you got hanging on it." He said, "Is this your first visit to our little town?" I said, "I think it is." He said, "Have a seat." And I sat down. He said, "You know, I don't like to brag, but we're kind of proud of that ragged old flag. You see, we got a little hole in that flag there when Washington took it across the Delaware. And it got powder burned the night that Francis Scott Key sat watching it and writing 'No Say Can You See.' And it almost fell at the Alamo beside the Texas flag. She waved on, though. She got cut with a sword at Chancellorsville, and she got cut again at Shallow Hill. There was Robert E. Lee, Beauregard, and Bragg, and the south wind blew hard on that ragged old flag. On Flanders Field in World War I, she got a big hole from a Bertha gun. She turned blood red in World War II. She hung limp low a time or two. And she was in Korea and Vietnam because she went where she was sent by her Uncle Sam. She waves for my ships on the briny foam. They just about quit waving her back here at home. In our own good land here, she's been abused, burned, dishonored, denied, and refused. And the government for which she stands has sometimes been scandalized throughout this land. She's getting threadbare, and she's wearing thin, but she's in good shape for the shape she's in. 'Cause she's been through the fire before, and I believe she can take a whole lot more. So we raise her up every morning, and we take her down every night. And we don't let her touch the ground. We fold her up just right. On second thought, I do like to brag, 'cause you see, I'm mighty proud of that ragged old flag."